Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back. Thank you for coming to learn with me. I apologize for missing the last week. I was a little under the weather, but Baruch Hashem, back and ready to learn again. One of the symptoms that we find for the COVID-19, the coronavirus, is that a lot of people have the symptom that they're unable to taste or to smell anything, and that has led to a shaila. And today we'll discuss one of those shailas. It's led to a number of shailas. We'll discuss one of them, and that is that when it comes to bari minei besamim, making avdallah, if a person knows that they have no sense of smell, that they're not going to be able to smell anything, can they recite a bari minei besamim? Should they recite a bari minei besamim? And what are the details of that halacha? So the Tur in Or HaChaim Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Tzadi Zayin, the Tur writes, V'kasav od harabenu Ephraim, mi she'enu mari. If someone does not smell and he says a bracha on the besamim, have a bracha levatala, that it's a bracha levatala. And even if everyone else in his family is able to smell, and he's saying the bracha to be motzi them, no, it doesn't work, he says. It's not like kiddush and avdala and hamotzi, where you could be motzi other people, because that's a mitzvah. But besamim is not a mitzvah. Besamim is a minag bialma. It's a regular birchas hananin, and you can't say a bracha to be motzi other people in a regular birchas hananin. That's only a minag bialma. That is not a mitzvah. And then the Torah says v'lo nihira. He says, I don't think it's correct. Sharei paris adam prusal b'nei beisa aval pishena ochel imahem. A person is allowed to say a motzi for other people, even though he's not eating with them. V'hasam my chovi iko. What's the chova involved over there? V'chein hora li adoni avi arashzal, and says the Torah, and that's what my father the Rush paskind. So what the Torah is telling us is that Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that it's a bracha levatala, that he cannot even be motzi b'nei beso who can smell, because unlike kiddush and avdala, the besamim are not a chiyuv, they are just a minag. Therefore, if other people know how to make their own bracha, you can't be motzi them in that bracha. But the Torah himself disagrees, because a person can say hamotzi for bnei beso even though they aren't eating with him, and it's not a mitzvah. So the Darkei Moshe comments, mashma demia im eino motzi bnei beso, that even according to the Rush, who says that you're allowed to say the bracha on the besamim, that's only to be motzi b'nei beso. But if there's no one, if the whole house has coronavirus and no one is smelling anything, and you're not being motzi anybody, then says the Darkei Moshe, it sounds from the Tur and from the Rush that you should not recite the bracha. Ubeis Yosef kasav ubaruch l'schaim kasav sheyishar m'shafel pishen onena mariach. However, says the Darkei Moshe, there is a third shita, and that is the shita of the Orchos Chaim, that even if you're not getting any hana'a from it, avli she'nonena me'reach, even though you're not getting any hana'a from the reach, you could still say a bracha. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Rabbeinu Ephraim? Do we paskin like the Tur? Do we paskin like this third shita? So the Beis Yosef says that the Torah's kasha on the Rabbeinu Ephraim was about Poreis Adam Prusel of Bnei Beso, that a person could divide up hamotzi and say hamotzi for the other members of his household, even though he's not eating with them. He says, no, that's only talking about Bnei Beso Haketanim, on account of chinuch, that you could be motzi them in order to be mechanich them. But for other adults, you're absolutely not allowed to be motzi them in a bracha that's just a birchas hananin, and that is not a mitzvah in its own right. However, the Beis Yosef goes on to defend the Tur and the Rush, that once the Chachamim were koveya, the minhag of besamim, it becomes more than just a minhag. Once it becomes part of Havdalah, and it becomes something that the Chachamim were koveya, that we are supposed to do every Motzai Shabbos, it becomes like a mitzvah, and therefore you could be motzi others. Beis Yosef quotes this third sheet of the Orchos Chaim that we mentioned before, that even if you can't smell at all, you still say the bracha, because it is still mechazek rosho v'gufo to inhale the aroma, even though you can't sense the smell. So in summary, there are two issues over here. Issue number one, if you can't smell, should you say the bracha for yourself? Rabbeinu Ephraim says, and the Rush say no. The Orchos Chaim says yes. even if you can't say the bracha for yourself, issue number two, even if you can't say the bracha for yourself, can you say it for other people? Let's say you're not going to hold like the Aruch HaShem, you hold you can't say it for yourself. Can you say it for other people? Rabbeinu Ephraim, only for ketanim or people who are unable to say the bracha themselves. And the Rush says, no, for anybody, even for adults. How do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Tzadi Zayin Sif Hey writes, Mi she'eino mariach, eino mevarech ala besamim. So right off the bat, we see we don't paskin like the Aruch HaShem. We paskin that if you cannot smell, you cannot say the bracha for yourself. What about being motzi other people? Ela im kein niskavin lahotzi bnei beso haketanim sheigiu lechinuch o lahotzi mi she'eni yodea. You can only say it for other people if they are ketanim that cannot say the bracha on their own and you're doing it mitam chinuch, or they're otherwise people who cannot say the bracha on their own. So essentially, Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbeinu Ephraim and notes that having children or people who cannot say the bracha is an exception where you are then allowed to recite the bracha for them. That is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. However, all of the Nosei Kelim, the Taz, and the Magen Avraham disagree with the Mechaber, they disagree with the Shulchan Aruch on this point, and they distinguish between Ketanim, who you can be Mevarech for, and others who you can't because Eino Ela Minag. Rabbi Akiva Eger similarly writes that even if it were a Birchas HaMitzvah, you can't say it for other people if you have no sense of smell, because you are Eino Mechuyev B'davar. He then suggests that maybe if it's so strong that it's Mechazik Rosho V'Gufo, even though you don't smell it, you can say the bracha. In Shuvah Shvus Yaakov, after noting the Machlokas, he said that we should really be able to say the bracha even without a sense of smell. Why? Why should we be able to say the bracha without a sense of smell? The Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Gimel says that Amar Rav Chama Bar Tuvia Amar Rav Minayin Shemevorchin Al Areyach Shenemar Kol Hanishama Tahalil Ka Eze Dover Shanishama Nena Veina Guf Nena Haviomer Zeh Areyach. How do I know that there's even such a thing called the Birchas Areyach? The Gemara says from the famous pasuk we say every morning Kol Hanishama Tahalil Ka, that what is the kind of hana'ah that only the neshama benefits from? That is the hana'ah of reach. So at the very least, when there are others who can smell and can't say the bracha on their own, we can be motzi those other people. The Shvus Yaakov goes on to discuss how in medical books, it's a fascinating tshuva, he discusses how in medical books it doesn't say anything about this benefit of the neshama from smell. That even if you don't smell it yourself, just somewhere inside, deep inside of a person, gets a benefit from that which has a fragrance. But he says, don't worry about the fact that it doesn't appear in medical books. We can't trust the Umos Ha'olam and their books, and they tell us the world is round, and we know that the Gemara says the world is flat. And it's a fascinating tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov. But bottom line is, Shvus Yaakov says that we can't say the bracha for people who can't say the bracha on their own. We can be motzi them in the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah adds that in general, people should listen to the brachos of the Mavdil and be yotze with his brachos rather than reciting their own brachos on Ner and Besamim, and that's against what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. The Aruch HaShulchan writes at the very end of the Simin that Veda ki birchas Besamim lo nagu Hashamim lo tzeis bebirchas HaMevarich. The Aruch HaShulchan says the common practice is that people aren't yotze with the Mevarich and Besamim anyway. Elo Mevarich liatzmam. They say the brach on their own. So the Mishnah Berurah discourages that practice, but the Aruch HaShulchan says that's the common practice. And therefore, certainly according to the Aruch HaShulchan, if a fellow is unable to smell the besamim on his own, then he should not recite the bracha as long as the people listening have the capacity to say the bracha on their own, because they don't need to be yotze with him. The Kaf HaChaim in Reish Tez Zayin Os Gimel adds that if you have a cold and you're not sure if you're going to be able to smell the besamim, you can certainly test your sense of smell by smelling them before saying the bracha, just to make sure that you're able to smell it. And then you're able to say the bracha again afterwards and take another whiff of the besamim. In fact, Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn, in one of his svarim, says that that was the practice of Rav Moshe Feinstein. I guess when Rav Moshe got older, his sense of smell was not as strong, or he was often concerned that maybe his besamim was not particularly strong, and he would commonly test it first before reciting the bracha to make sure that the bracha would not be a bracha levatala. So at the end of the day, what it comes out is that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a person should not recite the bracha of Bari Minei Besamim if he does not have the ability to smell the besamim on his own. If there are other people in the house who do have the ability to smell the besamim, then the person saying Avdallah should allow them to say the bracha on the besamim, should not say the bracha on the besamim for them. But if they are ketanim, or they are unable to recite the bracha on their own, then the person saying Avdallah can say the bracha to be motzi them, because we could be mitzarif, the sheet of the Aruchos Chaim that holds that you're allowed to say the bracha anyway, plus the possibility that for the sake of ketanim, one is allowed to do it for the sake of chinuch, or for the sake of other people that are otherwise unable to smell. But Bez Hashem, all of the cholim should have a refuah shalem, and all of the symptoms should go away, both this symptom and those that are far more terrible than this symptom, and everyone should have a refuah shalem l'kol chol Yisrael Bez Hashem.